David Beatty can remember the first time his son Spencer ate peanuts. He says Spencer was just 3 years old. Spencer says he took the peanuts his dad gave him, and then he asked his father for an ice pack.
He got the ice pack, or his brick, and put it on his tongue. And then his, like, cheeks started getting red, and it took us a little while. We didn't even suspect, you know, a food allergy, because none of us were allergic to foods. Then it hit us. This is a food allergy. This is a reaction.
In the 8 years since then, the family has struggled to avoid peanuts and a slew of other foods Spencer's allergic to. About a year ago, the Beatty family found some relief. They were part of a national study of an experimental treatment for peanut allergies. Spencer now wears a patch that releases a little bit of peanut protein into his skin over the day. Dr. Stephen Tillis is a Seattle area investigator for this study. He says the patch helps patients like Spencer develop immune responses to peanuts.
All immunotherapy is using the protein or other substance that the body's reactive against and then changing the body's reaction. So in this case, it's an allergy. So for some reason, the body's become focused on creating a horrible, dangerous reaction when touching or ingesting peanut. And by using that same protein, the peanut protein, through a different route of entry, in this case on the skin, and different dosing and timing, you can fool the immune system, or at least help the immune system realize that this is not a threat and can become more appropriately bored by the protein rather than calling in all of the ugly troops.
So Spencer's gradually been desensitized to the icky effects of peanuts.
Exactly, or at least he was as of the challenge last June. And have to point out, this study, even though the results are exciting, we have not progressed to having our patients be eating peanuts every day. But certainly the amount that he was able to tolerate was impressive, and we have every reason to believe and at least hope that this will continue. And we'll find out later whether after one stops the patch, whether that protection continues. That's the difference between desensitization and tolerance. It's kind of like the holy grail in this business.
How surprised were you that this patch actually worked, at least in Spencer's case?
It's a really good question. I can't say that I'm too surprised. I mean, we were hoping it would work or we wouldn't do the study. But on the other hand, there were some very respected and experienced scientists in other parts of the country who felt the skin is the wrong place to be trying to do immunotherapy, that skin is a sensitizing organ rather than a tolerizing organ. And I think this phase two study result has really done a lot to dispel that generalization.
When I hear that word immunotherapy, I'm thinking cancer, genetics. That's sort of how it's used when you talk to people in the biotech industry in Seattle. Is this related to sort of targeted gene therapies for cancer? Is it similar?
Well, certainly the word immunotherapy applies to both very well. In fact, what allergists have been doing for over 100 years for basically hay fever, allergy shots for hay fever, is immunotherapy. And so these other strategies for other diseases have just been very intelligently adapted strategies to help the immune system help fight the cancer, or at least to help the body not encourage the cancer.
One of the questions I was wondering is, as you're talking, is this patch that Spencer's, you've been doing this for about a year, right? Yeah. Is it a cumulative effect, or you mentioned it's not like other medications. If I have an infection and I take an antibiotic 24 hours or so, I usually start to feel better. Is that how a patch like this works?
Well, not exactly. It takes longer than that, but we don't really know sooner than a year how well it would work. In fact, until we have the phase three trials, we won't know for sure that this is safe and effective, but we have good indicators that going to the next step is reasonable. The important sort of thing to remember with any kind of treatment that gets FDA approved is that it has to be both safe and effective. And the peanut patch had elements of both of those in the results that are very encouraging. The safety was astounding in terms of the actual treatment itself. and not causing dangerous reactions. The efficacy or the effectiveness was also very encouraging, and we just have to wait and see with the phase three. This is the first time in my career where we're able to look food allergy patients in the eye and say there's very likely going to be an approved treatment in the next 5 years.
Now, Dr. Tillis, I'm imagining there are a lot of parents who have kids who have peanut allergies, and anybody who has had a kid or has a young kid knows that most schools don't allow you to bring food with peanuts. There's parties, there's all sorts of things when your kid could die from eating a peanut that is foremost in your mind. So you're talking about phase three study. This isn't something that those parents can call you up and say, I want that patch now. So what happens?
Currently, it's business as usual, but in terms of...
I mean, don't give your kid a peanut.
Exactly. You don't eat it and carry self-injectable epinephrine, which has been the same recommendation for 25 years. And while that recommendation hasn't changed, the prevalence of life-threatening food allergy has at least tripled, if not quadrupled. And that was that realization as a practicing allergist, seeing one patient after another every day, you know, got many of us motivated to try to put this kind of consortium together. And the patients seem to understand that this is a process. It's not a quick fix. Hopefully, by 2018, maybe 2019, there'll be an FDA-approved product on the market that would be much more practical in everyday use for people that either don't have access to a clinical trial or don't have the time to put in all the energy it takes.
Spencer is 11, and so it means he's been doing this for a year, since you were 10, right, when you started? Is that right? Is this the optimum age? Is this, I mean, when would you be able to theoretically start using this?
In this initial phase two trial patch results, it worked best in the patients 11 and under. And although there were disproportionately more of those patients in the trial, so it may be that it works just fine in the older groups. We have to wait and do those studies. But many things with the immune system, if you're changing it around, the earlier the better. And, you know, this has not been studied yet, but an exciting possibility would be whether we could identify, either through genetics or just family history or something, people at risk, and then figure out a way to prevent it from happening in the first place. So that would be another holy grail for this field, and is quite a bit further down the road, but certainly keeps us motivated.
That's Dr. Stephen Tillis. Spencer Beatty used to react to even a tiny bite of a peanut. With the patch on, he can eat as many as 10 nuts. Spencer says it's kind of nice to know he has a little bit of a cushion.
We were at Burgermaster, and I ordered a root beer shake, and they accidentally, I guess, had a little bit of peanut in it. So I took one sip, and I said to my dad, this is a peanut shake, because I could just totally tell.
He says he can smell the peanuts. Phase three of the peanut study is expected to begin in early 2016. Spencer and his family are pretty excited to be part of it.